Good morning, church. It's good to see you today. I don't take that for granted every week. All right, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that we can be here in church, that we're alive, we have the breath of life in us, and that we have made a conscious decision to be here to worship you, to give you praise, glory, honor, everything that is due to you. So, Father God, now as we come and we worship you in spirit and in truth, once again, Father God, we know that you're going to meet us here. It's going to be a good time of worship. We're going to be able to praise you no matter the circumstances. So we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word, and I'm not gonna stop till everyone is heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. What makes me whole? Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. 'Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart, I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. 'Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart, I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah, in Him we live. being in Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord. Tell Him of your love, hallelujah. My joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. He saves me from every sin and harm, secures my soul each day. I'm leaning strong on His mighty arm. I know He'll guide me all the way. Saved by His power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, in love He said to me, come unto me, and I'll lead you home to live with me eternally. Saved by His power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Song of Moses, the Son of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are Thy words, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are Thy ways, Thou King of saints. Shall not fear Thee, O Lord, and glorify Thy name, for Thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before Thee, for Thy judgments are made manifest. For all nations shall come and worship before Thee, for Thy judgments are made manifest. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are Thy words, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are Thy thy ways, thou King of saints, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest.
We're going to see that someday when they sang the song of Moses on the other side. You know, years later, when they were moving out of the desert and working their way slowly to the promised land, and they had to travel through different nations, and the nations said, no, we do not want you to pass through our lands, because they had great fear and respect, just like it says here, for thy judgments are made manifest. People knew how God had basically laid Egypt to waste, and they had great respect for them. The Song of Moses. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the bodies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorn on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee so bright. I'll sing with a glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, he peace sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Hear him, ye deaf, his praise ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap ye lame for joy. Glory to God and praise and love be ever, ever given. By saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven.
We were just getting started, weren't we?
Amen.
We'll write some more verses to that later.
Jesus. wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. Lord, God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, God is my strength and song, has become my salvation, and He has become my salvation, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. And He has become my salvation. And He has become my salvation.
Find that in Isaiah 12:2. You know, before I got up here this morning, I was really coughing horribly. And I went up to Jason and I said, Jason, you might have to carry the song service today. I'm gonna go up there. I don't know how I'm going to do. And so as we were singing the beginning of the song, my throat was itching so horribly, and I was struggling through this. And then I was sitting there looking at the words, and I said, behold, God is my salvation. He's my strength. For the Lord is my strength and my song. And I was sitting there saying, okay, am I going to apply this? You know, and I'm sitting here, and my throat was still itching, but it was going away. And so I'll just give a little testimony here that, yeah, my singing might not be the best here today, but I'm up here in faith. Amen. I didn't necessarily think I was going to be up here, but I went up here obediently, struggled a little bit, but I'm applying the words of this song, Isaiah 12, or 12:2.
Nothing.
desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord,
Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Your word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the intents of the thoughts of the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are open and naked in the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Nothing is hidden from him. They're all open, all naked in the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There's nothing that we can hide from him. Then nothing we can keep, O Lord, secret. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, everything, you know everything. Everything, O Lord, it is in your word. And we bless you, we thank you, and love you, Lord, O God, that you are gracious and full of compassion. Hallelujah. O Lord, we want to lean on you this morning, O Lord. We realize, O Lord, without you we can do nothing. So we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he shall exalt us in due time. O Lord, we don't need to worry about the finances. We don't need to be anxious about the business. We don't need to be anxious about our relationships. O Lord, we can trust in you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. And we thank you today, O Lord, that we can lean on Jesus. Oh, we can keep our mind upon Jesus. We can look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, what a peace, oh, we can have when we lay everything at his feet and we trust in you, trust in him with all our heart. Hallelujah. No matter what our situation may be, no matter what the problem may be, he has the answer, he has the solution. Oh, praise his holy name. He says, seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be open unto you. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we have a God that cares. That cares. And he's not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. So let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. And Lord, we thank you right now. Again, we want to put, oh Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, we're going to put this offering in your hands. We know you are able to supply all our needs. You are able, O Lord, to meet every little thing, O Lord, that we need. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. You told us, bring your tithes into a storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you all the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we want to give, Lord. We're going to give willingly. We're going to give gladly. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, O Lord, as you move today, move and touch each and every heart today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anoint the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him freedom to preach. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let the anointing be so strong upon him. We pray, O Lord. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you today for a day of victory. We thank you for touching Thomas. Touch everyone that gives a testimony today. And let your name today be glorified, O Lord. Not today, but every day we pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
time for a prayer time. And we got a number of prayer requests here. Pray for Samuel and Shirley Henry. They are from the San Francisco Bay Area. And they also ask you to pray for our nation. And then we will continue to pray. We have prayed for Al Norberg, that his eyesight will be saved. We will continue to pray that God will save his eyesight. We want to pray against the financial meltdown in the U.S. economy. Now, oil stood Friday at 109.66. So since last week, it actually went down $3.34. Everybody predicted it'd be up in 120, but it actually went down, so we praise God for that. Continue to pray for Mike and Luba Blair, that they will be able to get their business going. And they are in a dire financial situation. They only got a few weeks left before something is going to break for them. And then we should pray for all the people in the Midwest, in the South, and on the Eastern Seaboard. 35 people died last night. 35 people have died the last 24 hours. I believe they had a couple of hundred, if not 300 tornadoes touching down. Devastating storms, floods, and tornadoes. Let's pray that millions will turn to Christ and realize that we must repent. And then we want to pray for our finances. As I shared with you before, we are in a crucial situation. And we have to pay electricity Monday. We got to pay phone bills Monday. And we don't have a dime. That's where we are right now. So I ask people that were watching us to set us in. I believe you have. And so let's just pray here today that God will simply move upon them. So those of you who'd like to pray, come on up.
Father God, thank you for the sermon today and for our many blessings, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that there's always more to learn and more to understand when we start digging into the Word. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given a revelation to people throughout the world. And they took the time to follow suit and do what you told them to do and write it down. And so there are many good books out there, Lord, that we can learn and how you've helped others. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father, for our many blessings, Lord, that we are a blessed people. And, Lord, we want to lift up the situation in the South and in the Eastern Seaboard, Lord, where a lot of storms are taking place and tornadoes, Lord. And we thank you for protecting your people. We know that you do that. And we pray that the people in America will wake up, Lord, and that they will realize that there is a God in heaven, and there's judgment on the way for those who do not want to repent. So we thank you for a wake-up call across this country. And also, Lord, we thank you for people that were distressed by this storm, Lord, that they will turn to you. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pray for Al, and I don't know the circumstances, but I know you can heal him, God. There is no shortage in heaven. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but I thank you, God, that you will move in a mighty way upon his life and his wife's life, God, that you will show them Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you out of your mercy and grace will heal him, God, and open his eyes to see the wonders you have prepared for them, God. Age means nothing when you are touching people. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that they will look upon your word and see what it's saying. and that they will read from John 14, chapter 14, verses 12 to 14, and see what you can do. And I give you the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you right now Samuel and Shirley Henry. And we ask you, Lord, for your touch upon them. Lord, we pray that let Christ become the center of their lives more than he has ever been in their lives, we pray today in the name of Jesus. Whatever needs they have, we pray, let them call upon the name of the Lord. Let them seek the one who is the provider, the one that is the healer, the one that supplies all their needs. For the Lord is their shepherd, and they shall not want. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting their need and draw them closer and closer to you. Let them first draw nigh unto you, that he may draw nigh unto them, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you. We put our need, O Lord, at the altar right now. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting the need in their lives and become stronger in the Lord than ever before. In Jesus' name we pray. And now, Lord, we want to lift up our nation to you. Oh, the people, O Lord, that are in this country, O Lord, they are. We do not know what to say, Lord. There are, of course, people that we deserved. People, O Lord, that according to the attitudes, according, O Lord, to the behavior of this world, of this country, then also their leaders. But, O Lord, you are merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And we ask you, Lord, for your divine intervention, that something wonderful is going to happen. Salvation for the leadership of the country. Amen. Bring somebody up, O Lord, that will be strong in you, O Lord, and confront the country, confront, O Lord, the people in the government. We pray today, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. O Lord, we put a need in your hands and we ask you for mercy and grace, Lord, in this time of need. We ask you for your divine intervention. We do not know how to pray. But, O Lord, you know what needs to be done, and that's what we ask you to do, Lord. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, in this church. Thank you for what you're doing for us all spiritually. And Lord God, I thank you for, give you all the praise and glory for what you've done as far as help driving the prices of oil down. We pray and ask you, Lord God, that you would do more. We can't do it, Lord, but only through you is how things get accomplished. And Lord God, I just pray that you will drive these prices down. You will destroy the strongholds of the people that are trying to drive them up. So we cast those demons to the ground. We make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And we do not accept what they're trying to do in America and throughout the world. And Lord, we just thank you. And you get the praise. You get the glory. For all things, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you to lift up the finances, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, you are the God that supplies our needs, and you love us, Heavenly Father, right now we pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch every heart of your congregation, whether it's cyber or here in the building, whether it's here in the United States or over in Europe or across the world or in Asia. Heavenly Father, that you will touch the hearts of your people to give a gift to this ministry, that the financial needs will be met, Heavenly Father. We thank you and praise you that you have met the need, and we thank you for victory, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Father God, I lift up Luba and Michael. Excuse me. Luba and Michael Blair, Lord. And I ask you to look upon their situation, Father. And you know that they need money to feed their children. They have lovely, beautiful children that are raised to love you. Father God, they need funds, and maybe the web design isn't what you want them to do. Maybe it is. Father, if it is what you want them to do, then send them people to who need that help, that they can make a living from it. And Father, in any way, you can send it to them through email or through someone telling them about it or through some ad or anything, Lord God. You can let him know what you want him to do. Father, he's anointed to preach your word, and he does preach, but he hasn't a church right now. If you want him to do something else, inspire him to do that, Lord. Give it into his mind what he should do and what you want him to do. And Father, then provide the people or the means for to make a living for them. Father, we ask that, believing that you are taking care of your own, taking care of your children in every way possible, Lord, and communicating with them. In Jesus' name we ask and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for these prayers on the altar in heaven. The smoke is coming up before you, Lord. We thank you that in due time we shall have all these prayers answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
I have a testimony. I bid on one job a couple weeks ago, and my competition got it. He just had to go too low. But I said that to let you know that, you know, we don't get every job. But I'm definitely not rattled about it. There are more coming. There are jobs coming with our name on it. And I was also blessed this week. I was expecting to have to come up with quite a bit of dollars, or not dollars, Federal Reserve notes, you know, the legal tender for taxes. But I was pleasantly surprised. The CPA that we have says, no, you got refunds coming. So that was a big blessing. A big blessing. So I was thankful for that. So do we have any testimonies this morning? Okay, then I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the people that made a conscious effort to say, I'm going to church today. They decided it was the place for them to be. And so we ask your blessing upon the people that showed up here today. And we thank you for their diligence to do that, Lord. So we ask your blessing upon them, a special blessing. And then also, Lord, for safety as we go our ways, and for wisdom, knowledge, understanding as we study the Bible this week. And that you would open it up to us, and it would become clearer. And we know that we'll never exhaust that wonderful book that you put together. But we can get a little bit here and a little bit there. And so we thank you for that to happen for each member this week as they open the pages of your book and study
to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.